You know, I've got to do this. When we expend all this energy, we have the example of Elisha on the mountain. It's Elisha, right? That called down the fire from Baal. It's either Elijah or Elisha. I always get those two confused. Anyhow, he calls down the fire of God to consume the sacrifice, his sacrifice. And then all the prophets fail, try to get theirs to... their gods don't answer. So Elisha has it all doubt. You know, he comes and he calls and God takes it. And then he goes and he kills all these 500 prophets of Baal. Then he runs off. Because Jezebel said, oh no, now I'm mad at you. I'm going to get you. Okay. Why? Because he was tired. He was exhausted. He went and he laid by a tree in the middle of the desert and had some time of quiet and renewal and refreshing. What I'm telling you here is if you need to take a time of quiet and refreshing, do so. Because the enemy is going to come against us individually and corporately. We need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. Don't go too far. Make sure you take time to pray and to seek that quiet place with God and be refreshed and restored. Okay? Even if everything's around you is going crazy, remember, with God there is peace in the midst of turmoil. And just seek Him and ask for the refreshing. I know this because we're halfway through this and I'm feeling a little exhausted the last couple of days. I'm going, everything's great, but I get this spirit of discouragement. Where is that coming from? I got this frail body which is fallen. But yet if I seek God, He lifts me up and encourages me. And you know, I look around and I say, wow, God's doing some great things here. And I hear the blessings and the praises. Sean comes up this morning. Little Sean, not Big Sean. Senior, you're now Big Sean. We got Little Sean and Big Sean, huh? How do you like that? And Little Sean comes up this morning and shares with us. You know, just, oh, I don't know if it was 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago, he came up and asked for prayer for his friend. And now he comes back with this wonderful praise report. People, this is what we need to be doing. Praying for each other. Sharing these praises with each other. Sometimes God answers in a miraculous way or in a wonderful way where the friend doesn't need prayer. Healing is brought. Sometimes God answers by just saying, I'll be there and I'll hold you as you go through this difficult time. And that can be a praise report too. So, enough of that. Let's move into our message. Message number two for the day. Or three. Thomas, you have a wonderful one for us earlier too. Psalm 37. Have your Bibles, turn with me there. If not, look up on the screen. Again, I encourage you to bring your Bibles. Why? Because you can mark them. Some people say, I don't want to mark my Bible. You know, in some cultures it's not good. But here I would recommend that you have a Bible that you use for your personal study and that you do mark that one and use that one as a study Bible for the purpose of helping yourself to understand into greater insight, and then you can refer back to it as time goes on. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, But those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealthy of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither away. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish. Vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever. But the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Wait for the Lord, and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked man and ruthless man flourishing like green trees in its native soil, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. But all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their strength. He is their stronghold in their time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is true, and that you who stand behind that word are one in whom we can trust. Now, Lord, we come before you this morning seeking your leading, your guidance, your very presence here and in our lives. Lord, I ask that as I preach this morning, your Holy Spirit would be upon me, and that you would bring your word to each person here, that they might be encouraged and blessed this day. Father, let your name be lifted up, your people encouraged and blessed, and your name, the one glorified. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I know it's a long psalm, or at least it's not a long one, but it's long enough to be reading for a passage this morning. You say, Pastor, you're going to cover all that in detail this morning? No. We're doing broad strokes on this one this morning. I kind of did something a little different than what I normally do when I look at a verse or a passage. I actually looked at this and I saw how it kind of broke up into four different sections. I saw some were a caution and some were a judgment and some sections were a directive of do this. And then we have a promise. God, he brings his promise. You know, in the first couple of verses, we have examples of this. Just let me run through this. Do not fret because of evil. A caution here. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. Don't do that. For like the grass, they will soon wither, and like green plants, they will soon die away. This is what's going to happen to these people. God's judgment on them. Instead, he tells us, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord. And then we have a promise that God gives. And he will give you the desires of your heart. First four verses. Caution, a judgment, a directive, and a promise. It's all right there. We have this throughout. We're instructed to do some things. We're cautioned to stay away from some other things. We're told that if we go in one direction, there's a judgment. If we go in another direction, there's a promise, that there's a blessing. Well, I want to encourage you this morning, but you still need to hear the cautions and the judgments, so that the directives of do this, you're a little bit more eager for, and you see the rationale behind it, and then also God's promise when juxtapositioned against the judgment really shines all the brighter. Delight yourself in the Lord. That's what I titled this message. And I want to look at verse 4 here. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is preceded by do not fret. Don't do that. Don't fret about what everybody else is doing. Now we think only kids do this, children, you know. But Dad, everybody else is doing it. I know as a young man I did that, and somehow I still have that issue today. I go to God and I said, but Daddy, everybody else over there doing it. He says, so? They're going to come to a bad end. And he tells us, it looks like they're prospering. We look at what's going on and these people that are out there, but it looks like they're having such a good time. Yeah, it looks like they're accumulating wealth. Stuff. Good stuff. You know that stuff I wanted? They got it. Yeah, but how did they get it? Well, yeah, they're lying, they're cheating, they're stealing, they're being immoral, they're... Yeah? You know what's going to happen? They will face judgment. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Remember, soon is in God measures time, not necessarily in the way you and I measure it. Because I say, well, do it now! I want to see it! Oh, come on, tell me you don't do that? God, they're still out there! You seem to be... So don't you worry about it, I've got it handled. Don't fret. Isn't that an interesting word, fret? I'm not talking about the thing on the guitar neck. Yeah. Hey, I don't play. We're talking about this anxiety, this worrying about other people. Somebody else. Or something that we don't have control over. That's fretting. In fact, we're told that do not fret, it leads only to evil. Whoa! Instead, we're told, trust in God. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in His land and enjoy safe pasture. Remember, we're sheep. We did cover that last week. Bah! You know. Follow God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I want all that stuff that all those other people have. But I only want all that stuff when I'm actually all focused, fretting about everything else and concerned about other people's stuff. What I found is that when I actually delight myself in the Lord, when I actually give my time to reading His Word, to spending time in prayer with Him, to singing praises to Him, to spending time with God, to doing what it is that He's told me to do, when He told me to do it, okay? When I find that I'm delighting myself in God and I'm just happy being with Him, the desire for all that stuff just kind of, it's gone. He's giving me the desire, Mary, because He's with me. And He's blessing me. Is there anything better than being with someone you love? No. Stuff just doesn't count in comparison. Being with people you don't like so much, not so much fun. But go hang out with people you love. And you want to do more of it. Hang out with God. Delight yourself in God. And He will give you the desires of your heart. Why? And how can He give you the desires of your heart then? Because our desires change. Instead of desiring after things that are going to bring us harm, things that are going to take us away from Him, we desire those things that are going to bring us closer. We say, you know, God, I want to spend more time with You. What will help me do that? Oh, I got just the thing for that. You know, I was working for God for district conference, honestly and truly. And God used me. And it was good. You know, there were things I wanted. But then when all came about, you know, God really caused everything to come together. And it was a blessing. And we see that time and again through this Psalm 37. Verse 21, it says, the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land. But those He curses will be cut off. You know, if we're focused on other people, other stuff, what we find is we're fretting. We're chasing after something other than God. But if we focus on Him, then we do things that are righteous. And He blesses us. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. He's not talking about this earth. He's talking about the final day and eternity. Because we might indeed face some trials here on this earth, where in fact we've promised elsewhere that we will. But it's that final eternal where, no. Oh yeah, that person, the one that followed me, yeah, they're with me for all eternity. They're blessed. Oh, that person that accumulated all that stuff on earth by being mean and nasty and ignored all my calls to come for mercy and grace, will now have to face my judgment. An eternity of pain and torment. I don't know. Eternity of things of blessing, eternity of torment, which one do I want? Am I more interested in right this second, or am I more interested in my eternity? Psalm 37 here is telling us, God is telling us through this Psalm of David, that when we seek Him, He'll give us what we need here, and our blessing, our eternal blessing, is guaranteed. By seeking God, by spending time with Him, the salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. We need to take our refuge in God. We need to seek after Him. We need to delight ourselves in the Lord. And then indeed, He will give us the delight of our heart, which is to be with Him for all eternity. If we have sought after Him. You may say, that's not the delight of my heart. That's not what I want. Then I need to say to you, you need to seek God. Because otherwise, what you have is these warnings and this possible judgment. The wicked plot against the righteous. The wicked borrow and do not play. The wicked draw the sword and bend their... And what happens to the wicked? The wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish. Vanish like smoke. So again, one more time. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in Him. And He will give you the desires of your heart. Let's pray. Father God, we come before You this morning. We say, Father, help us to delight ourselves in You. Lord, might we seek after You in Your ways. Might You cover over our unrighteousness with Your righteousness. And grant us an eternity indeed with You. Might we trust in You, our refuge, our fortress. Might we seek You in our times of trouble. Father, as we become used to delighting ourselves in You, spending time with You, coming to You to find our source and our help in the good times, we realize that we will then come to You automatically in those times of trouble. And that You will be there. Lord, give us the desire of our heart. Be with You, the one we love. In Jesus' name, amen.